This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with ASEAN countries. He stressed that the 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR, the Prime Minister said India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. He said, when many parts of the world are witnessing conflict and tension, the friendship, cooperation, dialogue and partnership between India and ASEAN are very important. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Prime Minister Modi said that trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. He said, India has direct flight connectivity with 7 ASEAN countries and soon direct flights will start with Brunei. Upon arrival in Vientiane this afternoon, the Prime Minister was welcomed by the Minister of Home Affairs of Laos, PDR, Vilayvong Buddhakom. Home Minister Amit Shah has asked industries in the country to increase their scale and size. Addressing the 119th annual session of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said the companies have to dream big and make it global. He said the chambers of industries need to come together to make this dream possible. The central government released tax devolution of over 1,78,000 crore rupees to state governments today. According to the Finance Ministry, an advance installment was released in view of the upcoming festive season and to enable states to accelerate capital spending and finance their development and welfare-related expenditures. The National Human Rights Commission has issued notices to the Delhi Chief Secretary and Police Commissioner over the reported death of a boy who fell into an open drain in northwest Delhi. Taking Shivamoto cognizance of media reports, the Commission has sought a detailed report within 4 weeks. In Uttarakhand, the portals of the renowned Sikh pilgrimage site Hemkund Sahib, located in the Chamoli district, were officially closed for the winter season today. Following traditional customs, a large gathering of devotees attended the ceremony. The Durga Puja festival is being celebrated with religious fervour across the country, particularly in eastern states like West Bengal, Assam, Tripura and Odisha. Today is Saptami of Durga Puja. In West Bengal, a large number of devotees are gathering in pandals across the state to have a glimpse of the goddess's idol. In the hills of Darjeeling, Kurseong and Mirik, large processions were held. Similarly, big processions were held in the plains of Siliguri, Naxalbari and Baghdogra. Hundreds of people thronged the pandals to seek the blessings of Devi Durga. At least 15 people were killed and 10 others injured in a collision between a bus carrying passengers and a truck in Cameroon's south region. According to media reports, the accident occurred when the bus collided head-on with a truck coming from the opposite direction in the Kombe locality of the region yesterday. There were 22 passengers and a driver on board the bus. In USA, more than 3 million homes and businesses are now without power in Florida after Hurricane Milton slammed into Florida's west coast last night as a Category 3 storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports that Hurricane Milton has completed its transit of Florida and has moved off the state's east coast. However, the center warns that it is still producing hurricane-force winds and heavy rainfall in east-central Florida. Local media reported that more than 97% of homes in Hardy County were without electricity. The Indian men's team has secured a bronze medal at the Asian Championships in Astana, Kazakhstan after losing to Chinese Taipei in the semi-finals today. Sharath Kamal went down 0-3 to Lin Yung-ju in the opening singles rubber. In the second singles match, Manav Thakkar fought hard before losing 1-3 to Kao Chung-jui. In badminton, India's Kiran George and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Arctic Open 2024 in Vantaa, Finland. And with that, we end this news bulletin.